Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, do you stink? Do you walk you around, all right, scaring people away with the stench? You look like a cartoon with the green lines coming out of your armpits. That's because you're not using Mando. This podcast is brought to you by Mando, one of the best products I ever got to use on my body, the soap, the deodorant. Dude, my wife came up to me. She was like, what's the new cologne you have? And I'm like, it's not new cologne. It's Mando. Dude, her clothes came flying off, literally exploded off of her because the scent was amazing. And what I love about Mando, it lasts really, really long. Put it on your pits, put it on your underbelly. If you got large boobs like me, I put it right under there so it doesn't stink or sweat up. And guess what? I'm still married, and guess what? She's staying around. Mando Starter Pack is the perfect thing for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash, wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code that equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code DUDES at shop.com. Mando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Yo, it's time to get out there, get some fresh air, get some exercise, okay? This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with a electric bike. I'm talking about the brand is Electric Bike, okay? Look, it's so fast, so zippy, so comfortable, and so stylish. Look, it's just fun to ride. You look good, you feel good, it's a good time, okay? With financing as low as $49 per month, plus savings on gas, parking, and maintenance, why wouldn't you get one of these things? And we got a special treat for y'all. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com, and please mention that Dudes Behind the Food sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dudes Behind the Foods. Yo, it's the Dudes Behind the Foods. Dudes Behind the Foods. Yeah, it's the Dudes Behind the Foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
David Slow. Oh. Bang. Boom. David. Oh, more like David. Oh,
wow.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I am David So.
This fool's drunk already, dog.
Hey, everybody. OJ Simpson died, which shocked me thoroughly.
I was a little shocked as well.
And I thought he was going to live forever. And I got sent this fun little link that said, dude, did you see that OJ finally confessed to killing? And it turned out to be a big black dick.
I sent that to you.
Yes, and I wanted to confront you about it. For what purpose would you do this to me?
That was sent to me by Super Ego. You guys know that super famous meme of that big burly black dude with a big old dick who also died. Rest in peace to both of them. It was a link that looks like it's OJ saying he confessed, and you click on it, it's just a big old dick.
I sent that to 10 other people, and now they hate me as well.
You want to hear something interesting?
What?
Now, you know how everyone, we say, yeah, of course, OJ did it, right? That's like the common shit, right? I was just watching TikToks, and this is some shit you can actually look up, that Nicole Brown had a dude like, a handyman. Have you heard about this?
No.
A handyman that worked at her house that later went on to go to jail for murdering multiple people. This guy was working at her house around the time when she was murdered. And you can look it up now, this guy, I forget the name, but you can literally look up, he's in jail right now for murdering like 5 different people.
It was him for sure then.
Right.
What the fuck? So this whole time I thought that OJ did it.
And when I was Googling shit, it says this dude confessed to the murders years later.
How come this was never talked about?
I know.
Why the fuck would nobody mention this shit?
It's kind of fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Murderers in jail falsely confess to other murders because they want the glory.
Okay.
Like, why would OJ put out the book, If I Did It? That's basically a confession.
For money.
No, he fucking did it.
No, it's the plumber. He was a Super Mario fan.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. Look, I was a firm. Yeah, of course OJ did it. But I don't know. These recent things I've been learning, I was like, oh.
Maybe. I remember just watching the thing and OJ was trying to put the glove on. Mm-hmm. I was like, you could try a lot better than that, man. you could try a lot. But he was just like this.
I know.
I was like, come on, bro.
I know.
I'm pretty sure you could squeeze your head to that thing.
Well, good thing he didn't.
If the gloves do not fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
Hey, rest in peace. It's crazy because OJ is a Hall of Famer football player.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody remembers him for that.
And a hilarious actor.
Dude, did you see that clip OJ being interviewed? And then he was like, well, after I interviewed him, he thought that this would be a funny joke. He opens the door. This guy is fucking crazy, dog. I'm like, he definitely killed her. Why the fuck would you do that as a joke, like on like 2020 or some shit like that? It was fucking wild.
I mean, I guess you kind of have to, let's put it in perspective, okay? Everybody thinks you're a murderer. And let's say for the sake of this conversation, you know you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't go to trial for it again. Mm-hmm. He's already done the civil case and the other one, right?
Yeah, we know the law.
Yeah, we know what the fuck we're talking about here.
I know law.
All of this as fact, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, might as well have some fun with it, I guess.
I mean, he can't be accused of it twice, right?
Right.
This double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy, right. Like, I think, what was it? He was found guilty during the civil trial, which is why he had to pay to fucking the family.
Mm-hmm.
But he was non-guilty for the other one. The actual murder trial. So it's like at this point, you're fucking old. Everyone thinks you did it. And let's say he didn't do it. And it's like, all right, well, hey guys, well, if I did it, here's a book. If I did it, buy my book. Let me just make some money. And hey.
When I saw that, I was like, yo, that is fucking crazy, dude. Why the fuck would he do that? And then he went on Twitter. Hey, what's up, Twitter world? What's going on, Twitter
just
world?
Just talking about bullshit like it's nothing.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, man? That book got taken down, right? I don't think it was allowed to sell.
I'm not sure.
Right, Robin?
I don't know why it would be.
I don't know off the top of my head. I can look it up.
Yeah, I think he tried to sell it, and then it got taken off all the bookshelves because it was like, what the fuck?
Probably because, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Robin, look it up right now.
On it. Googling.
Let me tell you something, man. It's very hard to get away with
no,
murder.
It looks like I can buy it.
Yeah, I don't think. I think as far as like books go, people really let
make
all types of shit fire, you know? All shit go.
Yeah, you can order it on Amazon.
All right. I'm only saying that because I already bought it. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. The weird thing is like from what I've seen from TV shows, it's really hard to get away with murder, man. It is like damn near impossible. Mm. Everybody has a fingerprint. Everybody has a record. Mm. Like you can't just go missing. Like they somehow find all these bodies. So
many like ways to find random traces of DNA and shit.
Yeah. Like you're going to get caught. Like just don't kill people. All right. Even if you think that you have the smartest plan ever, there's now cell phone pings.
Right.
There's so many. I think when you look at all these old serial killer cases, right, a lot of these people who went got away with it were during a different time because there wasn't so many tracking devices.
Yeah, facts.
Now they could just ping you where your cell phone is and where you were at. And everybody has so many different ways to figure out where you were located because of cameras. You're pretty much fucked. So back in the day, it was just like, there's a neighborhood serial killer going around. We don't know who, but what's going on here?
I'm just sending some text messages to my house cleaner to make sure.
I'm texting Chia if she's okay right now.
I just gotta put in a Costco order for some bleach. That's all.
Oh.
And some.
All right. Let me ask you this: if you were to try to murder me and get away with it, how would you do it? Robin, please continue recording.
If I was to murder David So.
Okay.
Here's what I would do. First, I would... Do you have your face open iPhone thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or I would try my best to watch you unlock your phone, okay? I would find out the code to your phone, all right? I would, after an episode of Dudes... I would say, let's go get something to eat. All right? And be like, hey, tell me, Ariel, we're going to go get some food. We go to a restaurant. I'd get you, like, kind of drunk or whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good time.
I'd have you text Mariel, hey, I'm a little drunk with Tim. I'm going to take a nap, pull over on the side of the road, because you do that sometimes. When you're too drunk to drive home, you take a nap, you chill until you're good, okay? You sober up. Then, how would I murder you? First of all, I think probably put something in your drink.
Okay.
Find some type of poison to put in your food or your drink. Okay. So it's like nothing too dirty for me.
Okay.
And it would, but then I don't want you dying in the restaurant. So it'd have to be something that would kind of hit you a little bit afterwards while you're like sobering up, quote unquote. Okay. Then unlock your phone. I would kind of start putting stuff on IG, on your story, like, you know what, guys? I'm kind of sick of this social media stuff. I'm going to get away for a while. Say that, like, you're just going to go off the grid for a bit. Maybe do that on your different socials.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. So that way no one's, like, looking for you. You know what I'm saying? I'd have to send like a breakup text to Mariel, say like maybe you are going through something right now and you just need a break. So she's heartbroken. She's not looking for you, okay? Break up with Mariel, tell the public that you're going off the grid. And then how would I get rid of your body?
It's a lot of mass.
A lot of mass, big body boy.
All right, you could only say it once. Everybody understands it, but.
Dang.
Feed him to pigs.
Too messy, Robin.
No, they take care of all of it.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Robin has thought of this already. 100% she has.
You do like to go for hikes and shit.
I do.
So maybe I would do that. Maybe I'd be like, let's sober up. Let's go for a hike, dude. You know what I'm saying? So then the poison hits you while we're hiking. Perfect. And then you are dying like in a fucking babbling brook or some shit. And then your body could just decompose. Oh, but then the autopsy would show there was poison.
Hard.
There's got to be some type of...
Guess what I would do?
Some poisons move through the body quickly and they can't necessarily be detected during
Robin
autopsy.
Robin has definitely thought about killing somebody
for sure. 100%. Times. Yeah, just 100%. A couple of Google searches. Yeah,
I've listened to a lot of true crime podcasts.
Listen, this is what I would do. Okay? I would tell you we're going to go to a nice sushi spot. Okay? Uh-huh. Very nice sushi spot. You walk in, The chef's name is Matsumoto Hayashi.
Okay.
Matsumoto Hayashi says, "Hello, it's a nice welcome to you." He says, "Sit down."
Okay.
And then you sit down. He gives you a glass of sake, multiple glasses of sake. You get a little drunk. Hayashi goes to the back. All right. He's going to serve you a very special delicacy from the cold waters of Japan. It's a very special conch. Right? On the conch shell, there are spikes. Inside those spikes are a lethal dose of AIDS.
Oh.
You get pricked by it. Suddenly, you have a sudden flush, a headache, sickness, if you will. You don't know what's going on. Turns out that you have AIDS. Your wife thinks that you had sex with an unruly hooker, and she divorces you. She takes the fucking kids. But guess what? Now you're going to die of AIDS. There is no cure for this because it's the lethalest of AIDS of all.
It's the AIDS of all.
I stay there by your bedside, knowing on your last breath, you're skinny, you're all worn out, you're dying, your pupils are dilated, your skin is white. I look at you, and right before you die, I say, "I gave you AIDS."
And then you know what? Then what? You know what happens? I die of a broken heart because I'm so hurt by you.
And then I realized that my plan was foolish. Now I'm dying of a broken heart. I go back to Hayashi Matsumoto. I was like, "Give me the conch shell."
Yes.
I stab my own neck with it.
We kiss.
We kiss. And then Chia finds out that we're both gay. And then she blames me for breaking up your family, which is my just desserts.
Yes.
Because I deserved it. And we die holding each other's penis.
And it's and then it's like beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a happy ending.
Yes.
Oh, and a happy ending.
Yeah.
We die jacking each other off.
Wow.
Oh, dog. What a way to go.
That is crazy. A band of brothers, if you will. Band-Aids.
Wow. Yeah. Band-Aids.
Wow.
Band-Aids, happy ending. Happy ending. Wow, dude, that's kind of cool.
Dude, this is a really, really stupid movie. Speaking of movies.
I was just going to say, how did you know how my movie ends that I'm writing for, that I'm writing for us? Did you read my rough draft?
Dude, how did you read Band-Aid so soon? Wow, dude.
I mean, I think we all have those random thoughts of like, you know, when you're kind of like alone with someone in a room or something, or you go into a parking garage, parking structure, and you're like, oh, I could murder this person right now and no one would know. You know what I'm saying?
I felt that way, not about me doing that to somebody, but when I was in North Carolina and we were driving through a forest, I was like, dude, this person could kill me. And then it would take them months to find me.
I hate driving at night where it's not like a well-lit.
Yes.
Because I always think that. One time years ago, we were probably 21. Me and this fool, PD Flo, were driving in his little convertible he had. And he was doing this video. He was doing very, like, just very cool shots. He had a camera mounted on the back of his convertible. And he was doing all, like, just time-lapse shots of, like, driving through LA and sunsets and beaches and shit. And he wants to end it with, like, this fucking going up this mountain, driving on this mountain at night, right? There's, like, no lights. And it's like so dark. And this fool, I'm already a little creeped out because in my head I'm like, we could get murdered right now, right?
Yeah.
This fool's playing fucking Imogen Heap shit. And so it's very like, all the music is like. And I'm like, bro, can you turn off this fucking creepy ass music, please? And he thought I was joking. I was like, no, dog, I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, turn this shit off, bro.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you're serious? Because I was so just like, I hate this.
Yeah.
And we ended up, we parked at a shit that said like dead end. I'm like, dog, can we go, please?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't like any of those creepy shit. You know what I actually do now? Because it's not so much that I'm scared of getting canceled, right? Mm-hmm. But there are people that I know that are kind of adjacent in my life that I know that they're a little volatile and they're always looking to do like the next big thing. Okay. So like whether it's drama or something else, and I have to be around some of these people. I record all of our conversations.
Really?
Yeah. Like the moment I step in, I have a conversation with them. Bing, I have it recorded in my pocket.
Interesting.
Not because you could use it in a court of law, because you can't. I guess you have to get consent if you're recording somebody like that.
Which is dumb, yeah.
Right, dumb. But
California is a two-party consent for recording, but not all states are. So in some states, you don't need both parties' consent.
Interesting.
So California. But I do that for social liability.
Just in case someone wants to randomly fucking put you on blast, leak something.
Exactly. So there have been conversations where it's like, oh, this person I know has a habit of lying. and like twisting things around. So I'll just record it just in case some shit happens, wow. right? Because it has happened to me where somebody, we had an interaction and they told other people different stories and I just hit the record. They're like, you record them? I was like, yeah, because they're a habitual fucking liar.
That's crazy.
And you don't know
this. That's like so smart.
Yeah, and now it's just like, because I've used it once where it helped me, yeah. now for specific people, I do that. I go, record. And it's helped me out so fucking much. Because they just be lying on you all the fucking time.
Look, we're going to talk about the worst lie you ever heard about yourself right after this break. Here we go. You know, no matter how good you look and how nicely dressed and how funny you are, you need to smell good if you want to impress the people around you. If you want to impress the ladies, you need to smell fresh. And that's why I F with Mando. Okay, look, on God, I swear, I used the body wash this morning in the shower and I smell amazing, okay? Because not only does Mando make you smell good, Mando whole body deodorant is powerful enough for the toughest body odor, but gentle enough to use everywhere, allowing you to put Mando on family jewels without any worry because Mando is aluminum free, baking soda free, cruelty free, dye free, and vegan. So even Robin Couch could put it on her parts if she wanted to because it's vegan, okay? I'm talking about, it was created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated, okay? So look, I use the deodorant. You know, sometimes you feel like your deodorant is just gonna like crap out in the middle of the day. Not Mando, baby. Your boy still smells amazing, and we got a special treat for y'all. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to help you get hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code DUDES at shopmando.com. S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. One more time. 40% off your starter pack when you use code DUDES at shopmando.com, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. You know, one of these days, David, so you're going to teach me how to ride a bike, and I would like that so I can ride my electric e-bike.
Okay? Well, let me tell you something, Tim. If you want to learn how to ride a bike and have fun and just go around town and enjoying yourself, you got to do it on the electric e-bike, baby. It's so much fun. And guess what? It's affordable. They have payment plans, everything that you need. And look, if you're tired of just being stuck in a car day and you got all this fresh air, why not get on your electric e-bike? I do it all the time. I'm not even kidding you. When they sent me this thing, my freaking penis popped off. It was so excited.
Did you know that you get to 150 miles on one charge with electric's unbeatable long-range options?
Say what?
And with financing as low as $49 per month, plus savings on gas, parking, and maintenance, I mean, why? Wouldn't you do it?
Why? Okay.
And check this out, buddy boy. Get started. Getting started with e-bike adventures is easier than ever. It ships free, has quick toolless assembly, and
toolless.
Is foldable for easy travel and storage.
Yep.
And check this out, bro. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bike in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And mention that Dudes Behind the Food sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
That's so interesting because motherfuckers just be lying, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I heard a mutual friend of mine years ago told me something about this other, like, YouTuber that they had said about me. And I was like, that makes no sense. Like, what do you mean? Why would I ever do that, you know? And this girl was just, like, a pathological liar. Was just making up shit for no reason, yeah. Right? And this shit that just doesn't make sense. And I remember in high school, this girl that I had taken to prom, this girl Anita, shout out to Linwood High. She went to Linwood. Amongst the Southeast Asian little clique of Asians in the 562 area, you know, Paramount, Linwood, like a lot of, like, Long Beach, a lot of them kind of like we knew each other and talked here and there, right? But anyways, there was this guy that was like, you know, like, super gay, dressed like a girl, like, you know, and that was him, you know what I'm saying? Like, long hair. But he wasn't like an attractive person, you feel me? So yeah. One day Anita, she like heard some rumor that I was like talking to this like dating this person. She was like, "What, Tim? My Tim is talking to this guy?" I was like, "What?"
How does he even get to that point?
I have no idea who started that rumor. She was like, "Tim, I heard that you were like canoodling with this person." I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "I never even talked to this person."
That's so fucking wild.
Isn't that crazy?
The things happen that way, though, where people will just say some fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a person that a buddy of mine met where I know who this person is, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I know what the actual interaction is. So this person told this other person that I was a fucking dick to him, okay. Right? Which for me, I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Could be. But this interaction was, I was on set. It was actually for a JK set. And he used to like, yeah, I guess he was like a one-off PA or something like that.
Okay.
We're literally shooting. We're about to do this scene. And then he starts shelling out his information as we're about to shoot. He goes, hey, so like, if you ever need like video stuff and editing. I just moved here, right? And I was like, hey, I kind of edit my own stuff. I don't know how this stuff works, but I'm just here to shoot. And he just kept, as I'm getting ready to shoot this sketch, and I was like, hey, bro, talk to me later about this. Mm-hmm. Like, let me just do. So this fool tells my other buddy, like, he's like, yeah, he was such a fucking dick to me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like Mr. Hollywood when he first came here. I was like, no, I remember you. You were the one. I'm trying to shoot something, and you wouldn't leave me alone.
Being thirsty.
Yeah, and it was just like, why couldn't you just have waited until we're done with the sketch? Like, I don't understand. But that's like why perception fucks people up.
Yeah.
They felt that I owed them time.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't owe you shit. You were the disrespectful one. It's like, I responded to you because you were disrespectful of my time.
Right.
That's the true story. But then it also bothers me. This guy's going around town telling people about this fucking interaction. That's not even true.
That's what's so stupid, right? It's like, not only do people have so much entitlement, when this fool, he doesn't understand how shit works.
Yeah.
He's brand new like you were. But he's also like, here's the thing. And people will say like networking is like fake. But it's kind of a necessary thing when, you know, when you're on set with somebody and you just met with somebody, it's almost like a little like, oh, it's like, dude, don't come up to me begging for work when we just met. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know you. I don't know if I'm going to like you or anything.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, and also too, what I didn't like about him was, and I specifically remember this because two people spoke to me like this. Mm-hmm. They were almost trying to school me about how Hollywood works. It's okay. Like, bro, you're a PA here. Like the audacity and like kind of like the snobbiness of it all. It's like, you know, so what you do is like you have other people. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, first of all, that's already rude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there was another kid, shout out to this, I'll say his fucking name. It was Alex.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say his last name.
Wasabi, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, that guy's really sweet, actually.
No, I love Alex.
Yeah, he writes me this email and we've worked together before. He goes, hey, man, like I noticed like you write your own sketches and stuff too, but just to let you know, which by the way is already disrespectful. Just to let you know, right? And I have the email. I'll try to find it. I saved it because how much it pissed me off. Because I sent it to one of his other buddies that he worked with. I was like, is this guy fucking stupid?
Yeah.
And he goes, you don't have to write your own sketches. Other people get other people to write for them, right? So, you know, in the professional world, you would just do this and then you would have writers like me write it for you. So I wrote a comedy sketch for you.
The delivery's all wrong.
I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Because number one, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this kid didn't even graduate from film school yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And also, too, at this point, I had already been a part of this industry for like 5-6 years.
And he's insinuating that your writing's not good.
And he's asking me for a job, which is the dumbest thing. Guess what he does now? Nothing. You don't do fucking nothing. And so he writes this thing back, and I just wrote to him. I was like, this is probably one of the worst sketches I've ever read in my fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this to you, because he worked with a media group. I'm going to send it to everybody, and I'm going to ask them if they think it's funny.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, no, you don't have to do that. I was like, no, I'm going to send it to X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
and I'm going to ask them if they think it's funny. Do you think that this was good work?
Yeah.
Right? And he just never responded back.
Yeah.
And guess what? You don't even work in film anymore, you fucking piece of shit.
Here's how you were supposed to do that. It would have been so much better if you would have just said, hey, man, I love your stuff. If you ever feel like you want to do less work, I write as well. Here's an example of my work that I wrote. I thought you might be good for. If you like it, cool. If not, I'm down to help. That's how you do it.
Not me. I went straight for the jugular.
No, I'm saying that's what he should have said.
Oh, yeah, that's what he should have done. Yeah, but I want this. I want this. Yeah. Stupid idiot.
That's how you get stabbed in the neck, dog. Yeah. You don't come at that shit correctly.
Yeah,
you know?
I sent it to our mutual friend. He was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with him? I was like, yeah, what's wrong with him? Why would he write? He talked to him. He was like, is that how you approach people for a fucking job?
Mm-hmm.
Because his buddy of mine did video work for me.
Okay.
He was like, what are you doing? Like, why would you say that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't need, first of all, my writing is fantastic.
I
was like, you're out of your fucking mind. You know this fucking film that went to Sundance? All right. I think I fucking know what I'm doing here.
Motherfuckers got no couth, man. They don't know how shit works, you know? And it's like, to quote Mary Poppins, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Oh, nice, dude. Hey, to quote the late, great Candace Owens. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
To quote the late, great O.J. Simpson.
What's up, Twitter world? He has such a weird speaking cadence. What's going on, Twitter world?
Yeah, you know what's funny about him, too? He was always so happy after everything. He was so happy
so
all
happy
the time.
At the murdering. I got away with it. I can't believe it. I think that was the thing that kind of threw people off, is that after it was done, and look, I'm not saying that you should, I mean, you should be happy you beat this case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But he just looked like life was good. It's like, dude, I got to murder my wife and life was fine.
And of course, life was good. But yeah. It's like, hey, man, if the world thinks you got away with murder, maybe tone down the smugness a little bit.
Stop smiling so much in public.
Look a little sad. Look a little sad.
Well, walks outside. He has merch outside. Guy's fucking crazy, man.
But yeah. You know, even I think how emailing etiquette goes a long way.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because even as somebody who, you know, I handle all my emails myself, right? And I think I'm really good at, like, I email like it's a fucking job interview, you feel me? And, well, not all the time, but I think sometimes just something as small, we had to talk to Benji about, like, he's not a good emailer when he would handle shit for, like, me or for Goody. Like,
it's a skill.
He's very straightforward, which is great in when you're, like, let's say a real-life business meeting. But in emails, I like to feel like the other person is excited, you know what I'm saying? Give me a fucking exclamation point sometimes. Give me a little
smile.
Give us a help. It'd be, oh, this sounds very exciting. Exclamation point. Looking forward to working with you. Blah, blah, blah. Something. Give me some excitement. You feel me? Like, and some business people, they're so dry with the emails. It makes me not even want to fuck with it.
Dude, I had to deal with this one person with a dating app thing I did recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I save the emails because here's the problem. It's like, when you speak to somebody who has terrible work etiquette and email etiquette,
mm-hmm.
they think that they're doing something right, so they don't know they're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just give you a great example. So we had a couple of payment issues with this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the net 60 was whatever was going over, which was a little flub about when the actual start date was,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, all parties kind of miscommunicated a little bit here and there. And I was like, hey, the payment didn't come through. It's a little bit past. Like, can we figure this out? Like, how do we get this done? Like, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes, oh, that's not my department. You have to hit up the financing department. And I'm like, do I work for you?
You couldn't give me a, so sorry about the miscommunication.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you give me, also, first of all, too, this is your, she goes, she basically, it's not my job. It is your job.
Yeah.
You are my contact.
She basically gave you a, not my problem.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I wrote back to her, I was like, and I wrote this, you know, I was a little irritated. And then she immediately contacts me to the other person. It's like, why couldn't you just.
Really? She didn't say shit?
She didn't say shit. She just contacted me to the next person. It's like, dude, I was shocked. And I'm like, in this exchange, she thinks I'm the asshole.
Wow.
It's like, I, by the way, I got proof.
Yeah.
I have a written email.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, it already irritated. It's like, she goes, oh, you have to hit out the for the finance department for this. I can't help you. It's like, you're my contact. I don't work for Coffee Meets Bagel. You have to connect me to them.
Right, right, right.
Or you connect them to me.
Oh, wait, so she was the middle person.
She was my contact.
Oh, yes, yes,
and so
yes.
The payment didn't go through. So I'm like, oh, could you, I was like, basically, it's like, hey, how do we get this done? Can we figure this out?
Yeah.
She goes, basically, she wrote an email. It's not my problem. I you have to hit the finance department.
So to clarify for listeners, he's not talking about anyone at Coffee Meets Bagel. This is the middle person that got him the brand deal.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you have to hit them up.
Yeah.
Why would you ask me to do your job?
Yeah.
And her response basically is like, well, that is not my, my job is to talk to you. It's like, no, your job is the whole deal, you idiot.
To get the shit figured out. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
You dumbass.
I think got me mine, and she was great with me, so I think I'm good. What's up, girl?
What the fuck were you talking about?
Or maybe it was one of those situations where, what if it was this? You ever see that Key and Peele sketch?
Where oh, yeah, she's being really sweet.
Yeah, where one person's like, hey, what's the problem? Texting, and he's reading, he's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me? He's like, maybe we should meet face to face. And she's like, maybe we should meet face to face. Maybe that's the issue, dude.
So like for me, I was like, am I going about, so I sent this to a few other people and they're like, what the fuck's her deal? I was like, okay, so it's not just me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Because there was a payment issue because the original way they wanted to pay didn't work. So we had to go through another route.
Mm.
And so her response every time I had to go to the finance stuff, it's like, I don't do this. It's like, I know you don't do this. You find the person who does do it and connect them to me.
Yeah.
I don't go hunt for it. Go on a fucking website and look for the person.
Yeah, it is, you know, I feel like the exchange there was very weird.
Yeah, and then, by the way, I didn't get paid. And, you know, she's like, hey, can we get the full video footage? No, you're not getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my fucking money. The time has expired. I posted it. I did all my work.
Yeah.
Pay me,
yeah.
And then maybe I'll give it to you.
You paid yet?
Yeah, I got paid. Okay. And it's like, you can't ask me for more things when it's been 2 months I haven't gotten paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I understand she's probably doing her job, but listen, you need email etiquette to the max.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, it's to the point where I have to check myself to see if I'm being weird.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was kind of lost. It's like, oh, maybe I said something wrong.
Maybe she don't like you.
Hey, that's fine.
It's cool with me.
I don't give a fuck. Fucking weirdo.
Hey. You're taking it too far, okay? She's not a weirdo. Okay.
I don't give a fuck. You guys could bleep her name. Right? Because it's clear she's connected to this man.
No, I don't know her outside of getting brand deals for me, so.
Yeah, look, I don't mind. Like, the brand deal wasn't difficult. And by the way, it did great.
Yeah.
Right? Views did great. Everything did great. It was fucking fantastic. Numbers were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, dude, you got above and beyond everything you thought it was going to make.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is something that's up my alley. And I rarely take brand deals unless I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, dude. Do your job. Your fucking job.
Look, I understand. Email etiquette is important for me. And I'm definitely quick to. I do a lot of like, if I feel someone's responding to me in a way that I don't like, I do a lot of sub emailing. You feel me? Where it's a lot of like, lol, dot dot dot. Oh well, I thought that maybe. You were the one that handled the blah, 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 but I guess you don't do that, huh? I type all this out.
Yeah. And guess what I even did? So when I posted the link, right, for some reason my link wasn't working.
Yeah.
And so it kind of missed that date. I did a make good, and I did like 6 stories for them.
Mm.
So I did that on top of the video, and I added an extra 6 stories, which nobody has to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my thing is, like, I want to make the client look good.
Right.
So I went above and beyond, and I still got shat on. It's like, what the fuck do you want from me?
Maybe you need to come up with a theme song for Coffee Meets Bagel. Right now, go.
If you're lonely at home and nobody likes you, you should get on Coffee Meets Bagel. Bagels are better than bread. Bagels are better than bread. If you don't want to be alone and then be dead, go Coffee Meets Bagel. It's better than bread.
You know what? It started off slow, but it got really good.
Thank you.
It got really good towards the end.
But to the lady that I say, we're going to bleep your name out. Just out of respect.
Or not.
Thank you for bringing me the brand deal. I appreciate you. But you are definitely on the spectrum.
Not that that's a bad thing.
No, I know that because I'm on the spectrum. And I know my people very fucking well. You are on the spectrum. That is crazy.
Or
love
maybe,
you very much.
Or maybe, you know, or maybe you're just, maybe you shouldn't have sent those dick pics to her. How about that, huh?
Okay. It was half fluffed. Which was fantastic. Maybe I should have pulled the skin back.
David's gonna pull his skin back and we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
All right, motherfuckers, we're back. Look, before I started eating real sushi and like eating sashimi, like real sashimi and shit and going to like legit sushi spots, my go-to was good old Kabuki, okay?
I know so many people that work for Kabuki. I feel like everybody was a waiter there at one
point. I fuck with Kabuki. I used to frequent the Kabuki in Cerritos. Now it's like I go to a sushi place, I'll rarely order like a roll, you know, unless I'm like Sugarfish, you know, I get little hand rolls, little scallop situation, little fucking rolls, but like none of the fancy shit, you know?
Your Kabuki is Sacramento's Mikuni's.
Mikuni's? Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Yeah, cute little, you know, whitewashed Japanese spot.
Yeah.
That was like everybody's introduction to sushi.
I used to go to Kabuki, dog, when I was still ordering Philly rolls.
Wow.
Cream cheese shit.
I tried eating a Philadelphia roll recently.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like it.
I know.
It's crazy. Like, I used to eat it all the time. I couldn't eat it. I'm like, damn, this is not good.
Now it feels weird, right?
Even like on a nostalgia tip, I don't like it.
I think I can still fuck with it. I didn't order one this time, but here you go. I ordered just a couple of my go-tos from Kabuki. I ordered an Alaskan roll, big salmon.
Wow. Everybody knows what an Alaskan roll is.
Big salmon on the, imitation crab.
Imitation crab!
And I got a little, little spicy tuna dippy situation.
Ooh, with the fried wonton wrapper.
Poppin'.
And this one has a hole in it?
Oh, dude, so good. Yeah. And I got some little baked these things.
Oh, little baked crab hand rolls.
Mm-hmm.
With the soy wrap. Wow. It fits.
That looks so bomb already. Isn't that great?
Wow, I'm Japanese suddenly.
Kabuki was my shit, dog. And then, you know, of course, you know, you live a little, you start going to authentic Japanese places, you go to a little omakase spot, and then you think you're too good to go to a spot like Kabuki, but But I still fuck with it on occasion.
Ooh, that's spicy.
Oh my God, my chip broke like 3 times.
Wow. Well, that's bad luck.
Is it?
I think that's bad luck, dude. There's an old Japanese proverb. One ton chip a break, you never eat a steak. I don't know. Let me get into this. Alaska, dude, this was really the introduction to most people when it came to, you know, the, okay, all right. Maybe it's Kabuki's fault, all right?
Bust open the sauce, too. What is that shit? The eel sauce. Man. That's what's up, bro. This is taking me back. I used to go to the Kabuki and Cerritos, like, so often.
See, this is, you know, I do have this thing about people when they, and, you know, I say this because I'm speaking to the former version of myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we want to sound so educated, we sound stupid, right? Mm-hmm. That's not real sushi. That's not this. Okay, fine. It still tastes good.
It's still good.
I like eating it. Mm-hmm. So if people like it, they like it, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you tell them that it's real sushi or not, if they're enjoying their meal, they're enjoying their fucking meal. Mm-hmm. Let them enjoy it.
Like, I would love, you know, of course, hold on, let me take a bite.
What's wrong with that? Warm rice and salmon? Delicious.
That's so good.
Yeah.
No, sweet eel sauce, popping, bro. You know, I would say, as somebody who, like, you know, loves like real authentic sushi now, it's like, yeah, go try you some real shit. But yeah. Also, I would never knock the commercialized shit either, you know? Like,
and there's places that do this bad, you know, but mm-hmm. Kabuki is good. I think like hand roll, like the sushi roll stuff is like their shit. Mm-hmm. Like the Americanized version, I think they do a good job.
This is actually so popping right now. It's really hitting the spot. It's taking me back. I remember, dog, I was just talking about this where, you know, early 20s where you're kind of grown, but you're still very broke. And when we would felt like we're going to splurge and treat ourselves, it was like BJ's. California Pizza Kitchen.
Elephant Bar.
Oh, we had this conversation already.
I love it, though.
Kabuki. It was like, you know, before we really got to experience like
red
fine dining, raw Red Lobster with the fucking Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I look back and I say, like, you know what? We did okay for ourselves, man. For a bunch of misfits, we made it work. And we didn't have to sell our soul either.
That's fucking right, man. Look at us, you know? It's like, and mind you, you know, I feel like I still have a lot more to do.
Oh, we have a lot more to do.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm getting things done to my face to still be cute and shit. I mean, not like, you know, plastic surgery, but I just got some, you know, remember a few months ago I got those lasers on my face for my acne scars? This time they went like, and they're like, hey, we're going to suggest some little micro fillers for your acne scars. So they injected my face up with little tiny little fillers in my scars. And I think I'm seeing a little bit of improvement. So I'm ready for a movie. Oh, remember how I told you I was going to go for the Crazy Rich Asians musical?
Oh, yeah.
They just announced that they're doing a musical version of Crazy Rich Asians. And wow. I immediately was like, popping, right?
That's dope.
I'm going to get this shit. I sing and shit, like, low-key. I for sure could get that part that Jimmy O plays in the musical, or in the movie, Bernard. But I had a little meeting with my agent, and I was like, not going to lie, is this shit going to be in New York, or is it New York and L.A.? She was like, well, Tim, like, if it's new musical, it's probably going to be in New York on Broadway. Broadway.
Yeah, I'll start there.
And I was like, I can't move to New York, though. Like, my baby girl's about to start preschool. Like, I'm not about to uproot everything. You know what I'm saying? She was like, look, man, if you're not trying to move to New York, I'm not even going to submit you for it. Like, it's not even worth submitting you to audition, because if you, let's say I got the part and I said, never mind. She's like, that's a bad look. Yeah. You know, like, overall, I'm like, ugh, fine. I was like, I can't just be like,
hey. All right, guys, I'll do it. Yeah. All right. I'll fucking do it. All right. Asian America, I get good grades, and my penis is not that small. Don't give me stereotypes. There.
Have you watched Crazy Rich Asians?
No, I didn't. Just kidding. I did watch it. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Do you not like rom-coms?
It's not a good rom-com at all whatsoever. The jokes were super fucking bad.
I thought it was so cute.
I thought it was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I thought it was adorable.
Well, Tim, you like fucking everything, and that shit is fucking trash.
No, there are a few movies I didn't like. I think you got to go in with the mindset of, I don't know how often you watch movies made for women, though.
One of my favorite movies of all time is the one with that guy that was in Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on.
That one.
Yeah?
That one. What was it called?
The guy with three names.
Yes, James Raphael Macchiato. What's his name?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Robin, what is that film called? Not 50 First Dates?
500 Days of Summer?
500 Days of Summer. I knew there was numbers in there. 500 Days of Summer is probably one of the best romantic movies of all time.
Okay.
Concept-wise, what it meant to romanticize what somebody is but not see them for who they are because you have rose-colored glasses, which mm-hmm. is a stage that everybody goes through. Mm-hmm. And they did it well. They even had like a musical portion too, which is what is kind of like the idea of what people feel when they're in love. Like beautiful. They can't – everything is music and stars, but you never see what's in front of your face, mm-hmm. right? So I thought that was – 50 First Dates, one of the best.
Ever. Never seen it.
Oh, yeah, right, dude.
No, I swear.
Yeah, fucking right.
I swear.
Are you fucking lying to me? Don't fucking lie to me right now.
I've never seen it.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You've never seen it.
I don't know what that reference is.
You're fucking lying right now.
Oh, you're talking about Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was getting them mixed up. Yes, I've seen 50 First Dates. Yes.
Bro, I almost had a heart attack.
Me too. Jesus Christ.
50 First Dates is one of the best rom-coms of all fucking
yes.
time.
Well, Adam Sandler can do no wrong in my eyes.
All right. So I do enjoy rom-coms.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between rom-coms and also like corny for women love movies that I think Crazy Rich Asians kind of falls under. Look, it was I didn't leave the theaters being like, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. All
women right? deserve better.
I thought it was cute. And I thought it was cute.
I thought it was forced. I thought it was corny. I thought it was overly forced, like Asian tropes that they're just trying to shove down your throat without letting it breathe.
Like what?
Everything about the jokes were just so fucking ching-chongy. It's like, relax with this, all right? We get it. It's called Crazy Rich Asians. You don't need to beat this over the fucking head. And now, I watched it once. I maybe have to watch it again.
You
right?
don't have to.
I don't have to, because guess what? After the fucking wave went away, blah, 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 everybody was like, yeah, it wasn't that great of a movie. But all of you fucking lied in the beginning, and I get it, because I lied too, because we had to do it for the culture.
Yeah.
Right? But now that we have great films out there, shout outs to Awkwafina
mm-hmm.
in The Farewell, probably one of my—
Of course you love the serious movie.
But it was so good.
Fucking Asians— They just, you gotta be, everything has to be so serious and dramatic for you to like it. Can't just have a fun, chill, corny time at the movies, dog?
Hey, if I want to have a corny-ass, terrible time, I'll watch Shang-Chi. All right?
Which I also enjoyed.
Terrible movie. One of the worst.
You know, I wouldn't say all that. Because, look, if we're talking about the worst, let's say this. Did you watch Wonder Woman 2?
That's way worse than that.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't say it's one. The worst.
I said one of the worst. I said one.
You're just using very dramatic language. Very finite language, which is like, this is the worst movie ever made.
I said one of the worst.
Because I don't... Look, I do like a lot of shit, okay? I'm very forgiving, okay?
Very forgiving.
Wonder Woman 1842 or whatever the date was.
That is probably top three worst, not only Marvel films, of just movies in general.
I hated a lot of the decisions.
Nothing makes sense. And by the way, she knew the guy didn't know who he was and she raped him, which I thought was very awkward, very inappropriate.
Raped his physical body, not his mental.
I was like, did you fucking assault him? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And look, I hated that I didn't like that movie because I fuck with Kristen Wiig so heavy. I think she's great. It just wasn't a good movie.
It was so bad.
And so if we're going to compare superhero movies, like I enjoyed Shang-Chi. Look, I loved Black Panther, saw that shit like 3 times. Hated Wonder Woman, 19 whatever the fuck. So for me, Shang-Chi falls somewhere in the middle.
Shang-Chi's way better than Wonder Woman. Yeah. What's it called? The Marvels?
I liked the Marvels. I don't watch that shit again, dog.
I watched it twice. We did a review on it.
I know, but y'all are watching to review. I don't know if you're watching to enjoy.
First, we always watch movies twice. Mm-hmm. One is no critique. You watch it just to watch it. Second time, you analyze it.
I don't know if you're able to do that, David, mentally, when you know you're going to make a video about it.
Why don't you finish your movie first, damn it? How about you finish your fucking movie first, all right? I did a 2-hour breakdown analyzing Shang-Chi because I watched it 5 times before I did that review.
That's OD. It's too much.
No, I had to give it its due respect, right? Because I wanted to make sure I knew what I was fucking talking about. So anybody that didn't support the movie, did you buy 5 fucking movie tickets for it? Because I did. I watched it 5 times in theaters.
Really?
Yeah. Because I wanted to know if I was being a hater or not. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I being too critical about this because it's Asian people? Mm-hmm. So I watched a 2nd time. And I was like, okay, there's things I like. And the 3rd time it got worse. 4th time it got worse. I was like, I'm done.
I think you're also... As I'm listening to your critiques about Crazy Rich Asians and Shang-Chi, right? I remember originally you hated, like, the karaoke joke. You thought it was too obvious or, like, I forgot what your critique was. But,
No, that was, like, a small thing.
Yeah. I think you also got to look at it as do not Asian eyes. You know, like...
If it's through not Asian eyes, then it's even worse.
Well, because you thought the karaoke shit was super, like, was basic, and you thought, like, other Asian shit and Crazy Rich Asians was basic, but I'm like,
No, I just think the writing is very awkward.
Yeah.
Like you're not allowing these actors, to really kind of show their chops, because I know Nora is an amazing actress.
Right.
And even then, because of the writing, it made her look bad.
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at the cast. They're so good.
Yeah.
And also, too, who is the best person in Shang-Chi? It was Tony Leung.
Yeah.
Not even the main character.
Yeah, yeah. No,
the father-son relationship didn't make any sense.
No, he killed it. Yeah, he was great. He was the best part of the movie, for sure.
Yeah. But, like I said, in every critique that I do, there's also something I really like about it. Dude, the fucking actions, the action scenes, the martial arts was fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Right? And that was the only forgiving thing about it.
I mean, that's the thing. For me, I think sometimes I go into it maybe differently, where I'm like, if I'm going into, like, a Marvel movie especially, I mean, yeah, there are, like, Marvel movies that can be well-written and have dope action scenes, right? But when I'm going into, like, a Shang-Chi or just a Marvel movie in general, I'm more kind of focused on, like, are the action scenes fun? You feel me? I'm not so worried about the dialogue, per se.
And I say for this, right, because I'm also, like, a huge, like, Marvel fan. I grew up reading the comic books. Mm-hmm. I still have some of my comic book collection until now. It's like... I've seen what Marvel can do, right?
Right.
And what we're seeing with
that's fair.
We're seeing with a Marvel fan base now. Mm-hmm. They're also tired of just action scenes because the story itself is already written. The story is amazing. That's what comic book fans love the most.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's facts.
So there's a reason why in Disney too, like all the Marvel movies have dipped like this because they keep going, oh, we just need to explode things. We just need to explode things. It's like everybody's like, we saw the explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Now why are we here? So, you know. And they did a great job with that. Look at Captain America: Civil War. One of the best, not even just as a Marvel film, it's just a good fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, so fucking good.
Logan's next level shit.
Dude, look at the Iron Mans. Yeah. So fucking good, right? Mm-hmm. And they all kind of have like this underlying trope of not just like the people, but it's about government. It's about like government distrust. There's so many like different layers to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was expecting something along those lines because of the lead up with that type of stuff. So now I have an expectation of Marvel because of all the amazing stuff they've done.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
I think if Shang-Chi was made 6 years ago, I probably would have thought it was dope.
Shang-Chi.
Scream-Chi. Right? Like 6 years ago, I think it would have been a great film. But the bar has been set here now.
I get
so
that.
So you can't go back 6 years and make this film.
I see what you're saying.
It just feels like an old Marvel film from back in the day that would have passed 6-7 years ago.
I see what you're saying.
That's all that it is, right? But look, great, great action film. Great.
Are you excited for Deadpool and Wolverine?
I'm excited for anything with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds because he's so fucking funny.
All the Deadpool movies are so funny, so good.
Even if, like, the movie isn't, quote-unquote, that good, at least it made me laugh, you know? It's funny.
I'm very hyped. I'm excited for you know, look, whenever Marvel's down to be R-rated with it, I'm very hyped for that. I remember watching Logan with Chia, and of course at the end, the whole theater's sobbing, just bawling, crying. Right?
So was I. I'll cry the
so head. Was I. And I look over Chia, who went to this movie with me, expecting to watch fucking Wolverine slice people up. She literally looked over at me and was like, "What the fuck? What? Oh my god! What?
Why would you show me this?" It was. That I watched it. I don't know how many times I watched that movie.
Logan is so good.
I watched it in black and white. I watched it all over the place.
Oh, was that like an option?
Yeah, there was a film noir version of it.
Really?
And for some reason, it made it even cooler.
Interesting.
And it made me cry a little more.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I want to be in those type of films.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have been in a black and white.
I am. Here's what I kind of realized I fucked up through like a conversation was like, my idea of filmmaking and the things that I want to be has always been stuff that I've made. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was talking to an actor buddy of mine, and they're like, you know, you got to look at it from your perspective. Like, you kind of have like a, you're a little spoiled. Like, you got to do everything you wanted, you know? Like, for us, we're trying to be in anything because we need to pay our bills with it. So it doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. So for you, you're looking to just be in things that you could, like, be happy with. Mm-hmm. Like, for some of us, we have to build up to that. I was like, I'll tell them too. It's like, well, it's also not luck. Like, I worked hard for this.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the film didn't just make itself, right? Yeah. Like, we had to sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice. Like, I get it. Like, I think that's why sometimes for me when I go for these roles, it's like I'm okay saying no.
Yeah.
Like, 90% of the stuff I say no because it's like I don't need it.
Well, also, I've been in some shitty movies. 90% of the time, I'll say yes, to be honest. Because in my head, I'm like, I need to build a resume. Like, whenever I see actors, like, talk about the old shitty jobs they did, I'm like, I need to build my actor resume, right?
No, I think it's very important for people to go through that, right? I think you have your sights set on being an actor,
yeah,
right? And I think for me, I just have my sights on just doing things that I enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why if I have a role that I really like I'll tell anybody who's a casting director knows this about me. There's nobody on set that'll outdo me ever. I'm always professional, always on time, and I'll out act anybody. I fucking guarantee it. Ooh. There's nobody on this set on God's fucking green earth that can out act me just because I just worked that hard and I'm crazy, right?
Dang.
Am I a good actor? I'm okay, right?
Well, what?
I'm okay. But I will always do the necessary steps to get what you need out of me, right? Okay. So, for example, for this role, I do an okay job. I think I'm not very good at this role. Okay. You don't think I'm going to sign up for a coaching?
Yeah.
Like, I'll dedicate my whole life to this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this next few months, and I'll get into character. I'll method act. I'll do whatever the fuck you need, mm-hmm. right? If I love the role.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it is. There are roles that I thought, like, dude, I'm for this fucking role. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. Got really fucking close. I didn't get it. But I just don't think that, and like, maybe it's me psyching myself up. I have a really good work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking insane.
Same. You know? Usually, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think that's, like, our advantage. Like, mm-hmm. every time somebody meets us on set, they go, oh, this guy's really professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you damn straight is professional. Mm-hmm. I fucking love this shit.
They're
dude.
Shocked by how these YouTubers can actually show up and handle our shit.
Yeah, because I'm just a part of the cast. You're the director. You let me know what you need, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that this role is fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think the other edge that the casting director told me was, like, your biggest edge is that you actually don't care.
Mm.
Like, you don't care about the fame, you don't care about any of this stuff. You already have it. Mm-hmm. You know, most of these people who come for these roles, they don't have like the recognition that you have. You just do it because you absolutely love it, which is why we call you back, right? I'm like, yeah, because I just fucking love this shit. No matter what, if you make this role for me, I swear on everything I have, I will. If the movie is shit, it doesn't matter. I'll be amazing.
That's why I've said in the shitty movies I've been in, people, to my credit, will always come up to me and be like, hey, man. You were right. You killed your part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is like a point of pride for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. To your point, like, I have, as far as me as like a someone writing movies goes, and I've told you this, I have weird shit I really want to do, right?
Yeah.
But the first one on my list is a stupid comedy for you and me that I'm trying to at least get out the way before I come with my weird shit. You know what I'm saying?
And those things have its place too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not everything has to be a art house film that's hella deep. Some movies can just be fucking stupid with dumb giggles, right? And I accept it for what it is.
I'm writing some dumb giggles for you. And you get to kiss somebody.
Wow. I hope it's a boy. Yeah.
You ruined the surprise.
Oh, well, okay. I was kidding.
Well, thanks for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Motherfucking Foods. Hey, you guys bought enough plushies for them to get produced, so thank you for that. You'll get those. Those don't ship until July, but...
Dude, when you get them, though, they're going to be fucking cute.
They're going to be so cute. Send me your pictures with them, and, you know, I'll repost or some shit like that. Thank you for watching. Again, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. I'm going to look for that same support when I have to crowdfund this movie I'm writing for David's, for me and David. So stay tuned. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.